Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. His message for today is entitled Gratitude Tuesday. I strongly urge that you all stop whatever it is you are doing. You find yourselves that quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you for what you do every single day as you continue to host this program with the grace and the charm and the spiritual attitude that I think God is pleased with. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for your continuing to be willing to share this ministry with me and with others. And we thank each and every one of you, each of you who decided to log in this morning on my Facebook Live simulcast, as well as the various ones of you who are able to call the blog talk format and participate via phone. And we also are make you aware, as we do at least on my show every Tuesday, They can also log into www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture. And you'll not only be able to hear me and the other individuals live, but you'll also be able to go there and be able to look archived episodes for myself and others. It goes back a few years, actually. I know I've been doing this for now over 10 years, either praying or speaking. So I'm presuming it probably may even go back that far. So again, so thankful that you guys are doing this. I'm starting something new today, and I'm not sure if this is something I'm going to try to do every week for a while, whether I'll just do it once a month. In fact, you guys can give me feedback as to whether or not you'd like to, how often you'd like to see it, and your just overall reaction to it, whether you want to text me at 248-842-8185, or whether you comment here in the Facebook comment bubbles. But I'm calling it, as Danielle told you, Grateful Tuesday. And it's going to be Gratitude Tuesday. And I'm calling that because I was inspired by something that happened years ago at a couple of congregations back. It was the Franklin Road Church of Christ in Pontiac, Michigan. And one of the education director there, Bobby Ford, I don't know if you're watching, Bobby, or you'll come across this, but I'm giving you some historic love today, because he, in between Sunday school and worship, he would come up with a session, and I don't know if this was something that he did spontaneous or something that he ruminated on before he did it, but he called it, I don't mean to brag, but, and it allowed people there to basically just share how God had blessed them or something good that had happened to them in their lives. And I thought it was a really good segue into worship, because we were going out to worship the Father, who is the one that gives, through whom all spiritual and physical blessings flow. And I cringed a little bit, and I did share this with him, because I didn't exactly like the "I don't like to brag" moniker that was associated with it, because the idea of bragging made it look like that you are responsible for your blessings versus making sure that God gets all the glory and honor. I mean, the attitude that we need to have throughout each and every day is understanding, you know, that psalm that says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Or even the New Testament passage in Ephesians chapter 3, rather, verses 20, where it says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." You know, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the idea of attitude, of gratitude, needs to be not only in our minds, but it needs to be represented in our words. And I thought that giving you an opportunity, and this is Danielle, if you're live, and I think you are, then I do want to have individuals have the opportunity to tell me in the next few minutes, you know, what are they, not necessarily what are they grateful for, but more specifically, who are they grateful for that God put in their lives that they would say is on their Mount Rushmore? As you guys know, there are some, dare I say, dead presidents up on Mount Rushmore that are honored. And all of us figuratively have our own Mount Rushmore of people. Maybe you can list me 1, 2, 3. I think Mount Rushmore actually has 4. You know, I actually have as many as 5 individuals, some dead and some alive. that I put on my Mount Rushmore that have helped me to get to where I am. And so I really want to make sure that I am constantly aware of these individuals, thanking God for his putting these individuals in my life. So I'm going to share mine, and then I'm going to look and see if various ones of you, and if you already know who's on your spirit Mount Rushmore, then go ahead, Pam and Shirley and Sharon and Frankie and anybody else that's listening, to put that in your comments. And Sister Danielle, if you can, in a few minutes, give people an opportunity. If they push one on your telephone, you'll be able to give me in your Mount Rushmore. Here are mine. I have several individuals that are on my Mount Rushmore, people who are secular, who have helped me secularly, and I have people who have helped me spiritually. A couple of the secular guys, and they listen to Facebook, and they follow me, and so I'm hoping that they hear this, and that's Daniel Sosowski and Phil Santoro are constant blessings to me, have been particularly in the past, but helped me in HR and my training and my consulting career here. And I'm just forever indebted and appreciative to them for what they poured into me, into my career over the years. And then I have some individuals, and I'm going to set my parents aside for a second, because obviously they're on my Mount Rushmore, Leroy and Doris Medlock. But I have some individuals, Daryl Holt, who has passed. He's more recent, the last appointment he had was the minister out there in California. I think it was the Normandy Church out in California. Jim Snow, who gave me an opportunity to leave my father, who I had learned from a lot, and to be able to learn from another source. And I spent 10 years of ministry there, so he gave me the opportunity to have that first opportunity to kind of learn about what ministry was all about. And the last individual is John DeBerry Jr., who, you know, I can't talk about John all that long because then I start getting emotional, because when I was very, very young and was kind of being drawn to the ministry, my third sermon was him saying, well, just have Pat come and preach for me, you know, over at, I believe it was Rutland Road, and in Memphis. And so knowing how raw I was and knowing just what type of encouragement and what type of role model he is, he's truly on a pedestal for me. These are individuals that are tremendously valuable in my life. Is there anybody? Open your if there's somebody else who has a couple of people or more that are on their Mount Rushmore that you're grateful for, if you put one, hoping that somebody can share in the minutes that we have left.
Brother Medlock, actually no one has pressed the number one, and also our time is pretty much winding down. We're down to the 2-minute mark, but I would like to share that the one person outside of God himself on my Mount Rushmore is my best friend, who passed several years ago by the name of Vita. She introduced me to the gospel, and she nurtured me and allowed me to pretty much be a shadow to her until I was ready to actually commit myself. And I don't know that I would not have found my way there had I never met her, but I did. And I'm grateful to this day because she had a very huge impact on my life, she and her family as well.
Sounds good. If you guys are connected to me, then you can go and find this broadcast on my Facebook page. And if you want to enter some of your Mount Rushmores there, you can. individuals you can. And again, just thank you for listening. And it is important that I think, and I'll do this too. If you got some people that's on your Mount Rushmore, reach out to them and let them know that you're thankful that God put them in your lives. Let us pray. Father, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, please allow it so that as a result of the people that you put in our lives, that we can indeed be grateful, that we can be thankful for who they are, for what they represented, and the impact, the spiritual impact that they've had on our lives. Father, please allow us to understand that we too need to pass it on, that we need to be of a mindset that we actually pass on that type of spiritual impact, because the moral degradation of our society is clearly showing with all the things that are happening, the things that we've witnessed over the last few days and months, just in this year, that we need people that are impacting us, and that we are impacting others on our spiritual Rushmores. Continue to bless us and keep us, for we're all in need of your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.